Now, Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the war bond contest to elect Lum a wife is fast drawing to a close. Lum's fictitious entrant in the contest, Mabel Melrose, isn't doing as well as was hoped for. So it looks as though Pine Ridge's favorite bachelor may soon be marrying either Sister Simpson or the Widow Abernathy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering.
Doggy's Lum, Mabel Melrose just picked up some more votes.
She did, huh?
Yeah, Grandpap just sold 5 bonds to a couple of friends of Squire Skimps, and that gives her 10 votes right there. Doggy, she'll be catching up with Sister Simpson, the Widow Abernathy, before we know it.
Well, good for her. But I'm still thinking she ain't gonna catch up fast enough, Abner. You realize the contest ends tomorrow at noon?
Tomorrow?
That's the date you set when you started the contest. Just look at the calendar there.
Doggy, that's right.
Got it marked.
Yeah, well, maybe we can change that date, Lum, and keep it going for a couple of more days.
No, I don't think we better try to do that, Abner. Because then Sister Simpson would start getting suspicious and suspect something funny is going on here.
Well, she might not, Lum.
Yes, she would. She's already called us up and accused us of putting a fictitious character in the contest. She claims there ain't no such person as Mabel Melrose.
Yeah, I know that. She's pretty suspicious about stuff like that, all right. Of course, I think you got her, though, to where she thinks there actually is a Mabel Melrose now, Lum. After you told her about meeting her up there in Wisconsin and all that, she believed that, I believe.
Yeah, but I don't want to take no chance and stir up nothing again. Sister Simpson's one woman I don't want to have no trouble with.
No, I don't blame you for that. She's a one-man tornado, typhoon, cyclone, everything rolled into one, that woman.
We don't do some pretty fast studying here. I'm feared I'm going to find myself married to that cyclone, too. According to the way the voting's running.
Well, I believe she's going to beat the widow out, all right.
She can talk faster, for one thing. She can talk more folks into voting for her.
Yeah, and then her relays appear to have more money than the widow's too, long. Or leastways, they seem to be able to keep digging up enough to buy one more bond all the time.
Digging up's right. You notice that money them hillbillies has been using?
That Confederate money, you mean?
No, I had Grandpap put a stop to that.
Oh.
Most of them are them big size bills went out of style back 10 years ago.
Yeah, makes you feel like you're looking through a magnifying glass every time you look at one of them.
I'll say one thing for this contest. It's bringing out a lot of hoarded money.
Yeah.
And the government's again hoarding, I know.
Oh, yeah, the contest is doing a heap of good, Lum. Even if I did start it up myself.
Yeah, it's doing good for everybody but me.
Uh-huh.
And just think of being married to Sister Simpson. Just think of it. What have I ever did in life to deserve a fate like that?
Well, Lum, she ain't actually win yet, though.
No, but she will. I don't see no other way out of it now.
Huh?
We tried every idea I know of to get votes for Mabel Melrose. Just can't think of nothing else to try.
Yeah, doggies, I was just thinking, Lum, won't the widow be mad if Sister Simpson does win? Way them two women hate and despise one another, that's the worst thing could happen to her.
The widow won't be the only one that'll be mad. How about me?
Yeah, I bet you she'll get so mad she'll want to go over and fist fight Sister Simpson. There's a fight I'd love to see, too.
Wait a minute, Abner. Hi, Grannies, I believe you give me an idea there.
Huh?
Yes, sir, I believe there's an idea there.
You mean you're going to have them fist fight it out?
No.
Well, that's a good idea, Lum. We could charge folks war bonds to get in to see the fight.
Well, that'd be all right, but that ain't what I had in mind.
Huh?
See, if the widow lost the contest, she'd rather have anybody else in the world but Sister Simpson to win it, wouldn't she?
Oh, sure, natural, anybody.
She'd
yeah.
even rather have Mabel Melrose win, wouldn't she?
Oh, there ain't no doubt about that.
And all we got to do is get the widow to think she ain't got a chance in the world of winning this thing. Because then you know what she'll do, don't you?
Huh?
She'll withdraw from the contest and turn all her votes over to Mabel Melrose.
The widow will?
Well, sure, and then we'll be a cinch to win. There's the idea we've been looking for.
Well, Lum, I brought that idea up myself yesterday.
You did, huh?
Why, sure, and you said it wouldn't work. You said we couldn't ever get neither one of them to withdraw out of the contest because You were such a handsome feller, they wouldn't do it.
Oh, well, somehow the idea sounds better now since I studied it up.
Huh.
Besides, we got a little different slant on it this time. The idea of making the widow think she can't possibly win.
Well, how are we going about doing that, though?
Well, let's see. Granny, this is a problem, ain't it?
Of course, we could just call her up and tell her.
No, she wouldn't believe that.
She wouldn't, huh?
No, get suspicious.
Yeah, well, how about chalking up a lot of votes for Sister Sampson?
No, we couldn't do that. We got to be honest about this.
Yeah, I reckon we do, yeah.
If we could get the information to her and make her think it's something she ain't supposed to hear, well, then she'd believe it.
How's that again, Long?
Wait a minute, I know. We'll have Elizabeth do it.
Have Elizabeth do what?
I believe I'll call her up. Is she home now, do you know?
Well, I reckon she's home, but I don't see what you want Elizabeth for, Long.
You'll see.
Huh?
I'm going to make use of the power of female women's gossip.
You mean you're going to get Elizabeth to gossip, Lum?
Yeah. Hello? Elizabeth? This is Lum.
I can't figure it out.
Oh, just only tolerably. Say, Elizabeth, I wonder if you'd do me a favor. Well, all I want you to do is to call up Ms. Barton and tell her you know something about the contest, but Abner made you promise not to tell nobody. And you'll tell it to Ms. Barton if she'll promise not to tell a soul.
As long as I don't follow this at all.
Yeah, that's just what I want you to say.
I ain't told Elizabeth nothing.
Well, here's the secret. On account of certain votes for Sister Simpson that's coming in at the last minute, the contest has practically been decided, and the widow Abernathy ain't got a chance.
Hmm.
Yes, Mom, that's it.
I never know that.
And tell Ms. Barton to be sure and not tell the widow that.
Not tell her?
Yes, Mom. Well, Abner will explain all this to you tonight. Yeah, well, much obliged, Elizabeth. All right, goodbye.
Mom, how am I going to explain something to Elizabeth that I don't even understand myself?
Well, it's all very simple.
In the first place, why'd you tell Elizabeth to tell Ms. Barton not to tell it to the widow? She's the one that we want it told to, ain't she?
Well, don't worry, she will.
Huh?
I'm just using psychology, that's all. Plain, everyday, out-and-out, simplified, common bay horse psychology.
Is that what it is?
Well, sure. All you have to do is just use your head in these cases, Abner, and you can figure any situation out.
Well, I don't see how you figure that.
I know women folks backwards and forwards. I know exactly how their minds work.
You do, huh?
That news will get to the widow so fast it'll make your head swim. And hers, too.
Well, how do you know it will?
Well, just pick up the receiver there and listen in on the party line. You'll see I know what I'm talking about.
I thought you said it wasn't polite to do that, Long.
Well, it ain't ordinary, but this is emergency. Go ahead, just listen.
Why, sure, I'd love to.
Be quiet, though, now. How'd you lift up that receiver?
Yeah, I'll put my hand over the talking piece there.
Don't make too much noise.
Yeah, I won't. I know how to do it. I always do this every time I'm alone in the store here. Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Be quiet. I'm listening. Well, for the land's sake.
Well, what'd you hear?
Did you know what Miss Barton can't get in her last summer's dress no more? She's getting so fat.
Granny, is that all they're talking about?
Yeah, that's all so far. Wait. Be quiet. Oh. Long, you want a receipt for sponge cake?
No, for goodness sake. Who's Miss Barton talking to? Can you tell?
Yeah, it sounds like the widow's voice.
I know it. Just what I figured had happened.
Well,
Mrs. Barton got the news from Elizabeth already, so now she's passing it on to the widow.
Wait a minute. No, be quiet. I believe Mrs. Barton is bringing up the subject right now. Yeah.
Has she got to the... I hate to tell you this, my dear, but it's something you ought to know, part of
it. How did you know she was going to say that?
Oh, it ain't hard to know that. Knowing women like I do.
Oh, the widow's getting mad.
Naturally, I could have told you that. Better hang up now.
Wait a minute. They're trying to figure out what the widow ought to do about it.
Don't listen no more. It ain't polite.
Well, I do know, Mom. She's talking about withdrawing from the contest, just like you said she would.
Why, sure. I ain't a psychologist for nothing.
Huh?
Hang up now, because you're more than likely want to call us up pretty soon about withdrawing.
Yeah, sure. Doggy Lum, how'd you know all this would happen exactly that way? You ain't got no magic powers, have you?
No, of course not. I just know women folks' minds, that's all.
You must.
Of course, I will admit, this is working out a little better than I'd even actual figured it would.
Well, it looks like you ain't got much to worry about now, Lum.
That's right. Mabel Melrose is my future bride. And he ain't no such person.
So good old Sister Simpson's going to be surprised when she finds out about this, you know. She'll even be madder than a widow.
Granny, that's our ring, Abner. You answer. Don't let on like you know nothing.
No, I can do that. Yeah. Hello. Got him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom, Miss Abernathy.
I knowed she'd call.
Well, withdraw from the contest? My doggies, I'm surprised to hear that.
That's our nice going, Abner.
Why, yes, Mom, I reckon you could turn your votes over to another contestant.
This couldn't be more perfect.
Mom? Well, wait a minute, though. Yeah, on account of what? Oh, well, yes, Mom. All right, Miss Abernathy. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Turn their votes over, huh?
Yeah, but she's turned them over to Sister Simpson.
To Sister Simpson?
Yeah, she said if she couldn't win, why, she'd rather you'd marry a hometown girl than some stranger like that Mabel Melrose.